When I was a young boy, about 10 years old, I used to go visit my aunt and uncle up in Rhode Island. They had a cottage on Nour River, a river that the Native Americans called the Pettaquamscutt River. Now, my aunt and uncle's cottage was called Rest a While, and that's just what we would do. We would go up there and rest a while, and then we'd go out on the river. We'd go out down to the beach, and we would go swimming. We would go to the river and go fishing. We would go crabbing. We would go clamming. We would take the boat. We'd go out to the lake where we'd go water skiing or do more fishing. And sometimes we'd take the boat all the way out to the end of the river, to what we call the mouth of the river, to the dunes. And there we would sit and sun ourselves on the beach and swim in the ocean. Now, I did a lot of fun things when I was in Rhode Island. But the funnest thing of all was taking out the garbage. I love to take out the garbage. I used to fight with my brothers and sisters and cousins over who got to take out the garbage. Why, you ask? Well, in those days, we burned the garbage. My uncle had this burner barrel. It was a 50-gallon drum. He had poked holes in the bottom, put it up on some bricks, and there we would throw in the garbage and light it on fire. Well, this barrel, after being there burning for many years, would be rusty and musty and full of carbon, and it had the most interesting, unique smell that I just don't know how to describe. But if you ever get a chance to stick your head in an old, rusty, carbon-coated burner barrel, do it, and you'll know what I mean. Now, taking out the garbage was not always simple, because in those days, we didn't have the plastic bags, the big baggies that you put garbage in these days. No, back then, we used the paper bags that we would get from the grocery store. And you all know that when you throw garbage in a paper bag, always at the bottom, it always got soft and mushy. And carrying the garbage out while holding the matches, it was always kind of tough to try to keep all the garbage in so it wouldn't fall out. But when I'd get to the garbage can, I'd lift it up, and without failure, something would always fall out of the bottom of the bag onto the ground. Well, I tossed the rest of the garbage would be in the can, and then I'd look down on the ground, and I would see something like, that's that old peanut butter and jelly sandwich my sister didn't finish at lunchtime. And I'd look at it, and I'd think, should I pick it up and throw it in the barrel? And I'd go, ew, I ain't touching that. And I would just leave it there on the ground, and I'd get down to the business of lighting the garbage on fire. I would fold myself over the edge of the barrel, way down in. I'd strike a match and light the garbage on fire all around the edges as evenly as I could. And then I would pop out before the flames could singe my hair. And I'd stand there and I'd watch as the garbage went up in flames. Then I looked on the ground and saw that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I said, ew, I ain't touching that. And I went about my business. I went down to the river and went swimming. Well, that night, it was time to take out the garbage. Again, I volunteered, grabbed the matches, grabbed the garbage, ran out to the burner barrel. And again, the bottom of that bag was soggy as usual. And as I tossed the garbage into the can, a meatball fell out of the garbage onto the ground. And I looked at it and I said, ew, I ain't touching that. And then I thought, gee, wonder what happened to that peanut butter and jelly sandwich pieces. They're not here anymore. Well, I lit the garbage on fire again and watched it burn. I looked down at that meatball and said, ew, I ain't touching that. It can disappear like the peanut butter and jelly did. And I went off to go play cards and then go to bed. Next day about lunchtime, there was a full bag of garbage. I grabbed the matches, I grabbed the bag, and I ran out to the burner barrel. And I lifted it up and tossed it in the barrel. And wouldn't you know it, again, some garbage fell out. It was spaghetti. And I looked down at it and went, ew, I ain't touching that. And then I saw that the meatball was also gone. I thought, where is this garbage going? Well, first, I lit the garbage on fire and watched it burn. And when I was satisfied it was burning really well, I decided that I would go over and sit on the swing. And there I would wait and see what happened to this garbage that was falling out of the barrel. And wouldn't you know it, from underneath the shack came two mice. They darted out from underneath the shack right up to that spaghetti, and they started gnawing on it. I said, ah, that's where it's going. Those mice are eating it up. Well, this is really great. I don't have to worry about ever getting yelled at for not picking up the garbage that fell out of the bag. Well, the next day, I grabbed another bag of garbage, grabbed those matches, ran out to the burner barrel, lifted up the bag, and tossed it in. And as usual, a piece of garbage fell out of the bag. And this time, it was a big hunk of cheese. It was a big hunk of moldy cheese, green mold at that. And I looked down on the ground and said, ew, I ain't touching that. And then I remembered, I don't have to touch it anymore. The mice, they'll eat it. So I lit the garbage on fire. When I saw it was burning good, went to the swing. And I waited to see if the mice would eat that cheese. Well, if my mom had got a hold of that cheese, she would have cut off the mold and told me to eat the cheese on the inside that wasn't moldy. Well, I was glad it ended up in the garbage. And I thought, well, let's see if the mice will eat the cheese on the inside. Well, they did. They ran out from underneath the shack and started eating that cheese. They didn't care about the mold. They didn't care about anything. This was a feast. And they didn't notice my sister's cat, Foggy. Foggy was crawling up from the garden. She was on the prowl, her belly down in the grass, her face in between her two paws as she crawled slowly and quietly towards the burner barrel. When she was 2 feet away, Foggy leaped into the air. The two mice looked up just at that moment and eeked. Foggy screeched. Meow! The two mice ran underneath the burner barrel bricks and out across the field. Foggy ran around the burner barrel and chased him down across the field, down the road, around the house, and back up the driveway to the shack. One side of the driveway was a railroad tie wall, and at the base of the wall there was a rotted end of a tie, and there was a hole, and the two mice ran into the hole. Shoo! And Foggy ran up to the hole, stuck in her paw, and started to swish it back and forth with her claw sticking out. Meow, 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 meow. The two mice were standing at the back of the hole with the claws whipping back and forth just in front of their noses. The two mice were flat against the back of the hole. They looked at one another and said, oh no, Foggy's gonna get us. Oh, what are we gonna do now? Foggy's gonna get us. Meow, 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 meow. The two mice looked at one another. All of a sudden, they heard, woof, 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 woof. Meow, meow, meow. Woof, 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 woof. Meow, 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 meow. Woof, 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 woof. Meow, meow. The two mice looked at one another. They said, oh, great. The dog chased Foggy away. Come on, let's get out of here. Let's get back to the shack. The two mice darted out of that hole. When they got to the middle of the driveway, Foggy was sitting on top of that railroad tie wall. Foggy leaped into the air, and she pounced on the mice. She grabbed each one and popped them into her mouth. She chewed them up a little, then swallowed them down. Foggy sat there on the driveway, licking her front paws. And I heard Foggy clearly say, boy, am I glad I learned a second language.